Hi people, my name is Karen Uzo, aka the Petite Goddess, and you're listening to Karen's Rant Season 3. Yo, I'm so excited to be back to podcasting. I've been away from it for a while, and it was an intentional break. And later it became like me just being nonchalant, but it started as a break. But I've gotten the inspiration back to redo this, and I'm coming with the vibes. This season is all about vibes and chill. So now I don't know if I'm going to involve other people in this season. I'm likely going to, I don't know yet. Let's see how it goes. I'm just winging it. We're just doing this first episode. Let's see how that goes, and let's see what comes out of this. I hope that you guys enjoy this episode, or rather this season, because I want it to be fun, to be raw, to be amazing and interesting. Alright, so I'm just gonna briefly tell you guys why I took a break. I don't want this podcast to be long. Why did I take a break? I needed time to reorganize my life. I needed to be on the right track, and I also needed to make money. A lot of the things I was doing back then wasn't giving me money. I was doing a lot of like podcasting, modeling, acting. You know, I'm an actor, so I did a lot of auditions and stuff, and that wasn't giving me money. So I needed to do something that was giving me money. So I moved into digital marketing about 2 years ago in 2020. I started, you know, working with a firm part-time, and then eventually in 2021 I decided to take digital marketing more seriously and go into it full-time. So yeah, I got a 9-to-5 job when I started 2021. That wasn't the intention. I wanted to just, you know, do sets and design, but at some point I lost interest in that. So why I went down this lane is because I learned something last year in 2021, and which is that there's always room for change. Like, sometimes you might say, I don't like 9-to-5, I'm not gonna ever do it. But when push came to shove, I went into it and I started to enjoy it. I'm actually enjoying it now. Apart from the stability, it just gives me a sense of purpose. Like, you know, you're working towards something, you want to achieve this, and you're working with a team. And it helps my mental health because, like, you know, working from home, most times I'm always staying at home, not seeing people. But then when I go out, I get to see people, I get to have conversations and build relationships, and it's helped me find myself, in a sense that you know, when you have all these convictions, and you're not exploring, you're not practicing, like, you're just like, oh, I'm a good person now, oh, like, I'm doing the mind work. But then you need to practice with people, you need to see how you are with people, how you react to things, you know what I mean. So it has, having a 9-to-5 has given me the opportunity to grow, in a sense that I see how I am around people, I see the things that I want, I see the things I don't want, and that's making me better. So I'm not saying that everybody should go into 9-to-5. I'm just saying that, you know, that let's just clear that mindset of, oh, give it a chance, like, be open to change. If maybe you're used to doing 9-to-5 and your spirit has been telling you, you know what, or you know deep down in your heart you need to start your business, you need to go ahead and do it. Like, don't be afraid to do something different. That's what I learned from last year, and you know, that's what I'm taking into this year. And you know, that's why I also took a break, because I needed a sense of stability, I needed to refine myself, and I needed to redefine the kind of content I was putting out there. Yeah, so I've told you guys what I've been up to. I'm going to talk about the things that I've learned. I think I already started talking about that anyway, but like I always do, I always play great songs for you guys on every episode of Karen Rants. check the history. And I know that I have an amazing playlist. I know that you guys enjoy my playlist. It's not for everybody, it's just for people that like vibes and chill. Yes, I said it. So I'm going to go on a music break. This song I'm going to play for you guys is titled "Are You Even Real" by James Blake. James Blake is an English American singer, songwriter, music producer, and he's really amazing. So enjoy this song, "Are You Even Real," and I will be right back.
There's no 5 years, there's no 10 years, only this. Queen of queen of queen of queens. There's no knife, 'cause there's no tension, only this. Lucid dream, dream. All I can do is trust in her. Late nights I can see the lust in her. Acid rain is the first filter. Skies open up, share a cup with her. Cracking seals, guilty no appeal. Trip down the hill, strawberry fields. Are you even real? She said, tell me how you feel. Are you even real? Are you even real? Maybe I should study my reflection. Best to know how I seem. I spend the day dreaming of connection, just to feel how you feel. All I can do is trust in her. Late nights I can see the lust in her. Acid rain is the first photo. Skies open up, share a cup with her. Cracking seals, guilty no appeal. Trip down the hill, strawberry fields. Are you even real? She said, tell me how you feel. Are you even real? Are you even real? Dream of connection. Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. Are you even real? Are you even real?
Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed that song, "Are You Even Real?" It has this very trippy, dreamy vibe. James Blake is really amazing. Like, I like most of his songs. He knows music. He understands music. Like, so yes, like I said, this season is all about vibes and chill. Like, my playlist has really upgraded. So, like, everything about me has upgraded. Like, I'm all about being real. I'm not planning on any of this. I just want to be real. I just want to share a part of myself, and I want to be the community of realness, if that's the thing. I want people to be able to be free with me. Let's discuss topics. If you have any topic suggestion, you can. I know Anchor has a message aspect, so you can just drop a message for me or a voice note and let me know what you would like me to talk about. I will talk about it. I am at your service. Remember, I am here to entertain you. Okay, so like I said, last year was really eye-opening for me. So still on the topic of some of the things I learned last year is the power of positive thinking. So like, I did a lot of things last year that I never thought I would do. And one of the things that helped me was imbibing that attitude of always thinking positive. Like, I remember when I got my first real 9-to-5 job, and like, I don't think that if I wasn't positive or confident, I would have gotten that job, because I wasn't really like, I didn't have the complete standard or maybe the experience for the job, but I was confident and I had a positive mindset and I was eager and I knew that that was an opportunity for me to learn. So yes, having a positive mindset, understanding that we are creators of our own destinies, that's something that I really learned last year and I'm going to take with me into 2022. Another thing I learned last year that I'm taking with me into 2022 is learning to love without attachments. You know, like, I'm such a hopeless romantic and I used to be too like serious and intense and naive. Like, when I meet a guy, I'm already thinking, oh, long-term relationship, or do you want, maybe it's the love of my life. Like, I know how many love of my life like that I have met and I've unloved them in less than a week or 2 weeks. Like, I'm always too quick to just assume that myself and this person would, you know, be together for a long time. Forever is such a long time. But one thing 2021 taught me is learning to love without attachment, learning to love without expectations, removing the imperfection from love. So like, when I meet a person, I just enjoy the moment. I just enjoy who they are. I'm not trying to change them. I'm just trying to get to know them and enjoy whatever they bring to the table. Like, I'm not forcing anything. And so when it ends, it doesn't hurt as much because there was no expectation as such. I wasn't expecting you to marry me. I wasn't expecting you to date me. We were just having fun and getting to know each other. And 2021 put me in the mindset of, like, when I meet a guy, I want to know if you are date worthy, like, if you're the kind of person I would like to date. So I'm not necessarily interested in being with you long term immediately because I feel like I need to get to know you and see if you're the kind of person I would like to date, because, like, I have standards, bro. Like, even though they say don't make your standards be too high, but bruh, I cannot be working on myself like this and go and end up with someone who is like not even making an effort to be a better person. So, but I learned to love without attachment, and I had a lot of amazing relationships last year. I met a lot of amazing guys, a lot of amazing people. Like, even when I'm talking about loving without attachment, it's not just about relationships, even friendships as well. There's no expectation. There's no, oh, why didn't you call me yesterday, or why didn't you do this? Just vibes and chill, just cruise. That's it. So that's something I learned this year. Those are the things I learned last year that I'm taking with me into 2022. So yeah, send me a voice note if you're listening. You can go to my social media at The Pity Goddess, leave a comment and tell me the things you learned last year that you're going to be taking into 2022. Send me a voice note, guys. Like, I want this episode or this season to be more interactive. I want you guys to talk to me. We're trying to build a community here. Remember, that's the goal. But one thing I also told myself is I'm going to do my podcast no matter what. Like, even if people don't interact, I'm going to keep doing my podcast for that one or two people or two persons that are going to interact. That's fine. I'm all about, you know, I have so much to give, and I'm not going to stop myself from doing it because I'm afraid that people will not fuck with my content. So yeah, I have ranted enough today. Just so I won't bore you, I'm going to go now. But I'm going to leave you with one more song. This one is like a vibe. Like a vibe vibe. I like it. It is Big Mood by Wizkid. I am so in love with this song. I think Wizkid and Buju. Don't mind me, I didn't do research. But actually, I know that Wizkid sang the song. And it was in his Made in Lagos Deluxe album. Wizkid really made a lot of money last year. I know that's not what I should be saying. I should be saying something like, oh, Wizkid dropped a lot of hits last year. But man, my mind is like in the money realm. Like, everything I'm thinking about is money right now. Not not like everything I'm thinking about is money right now, shall, because like I'm trying to get in this mindset where we don't we don't measure growth by financial income, you know what I mean. So yeah, listen to Big Mood by Wizkid, because that's how I'm feeling. I'm in a big mood to be back right now with Karen's rant. Yo, all right, bye guys, stay tuned for whenever I release the next episode. Follow me on social media at the Petite Goddess. I love you.
Oh, I'm in a big mood, call I feel you. Something wake up cool in my body, tell me you will do. I'm in a big mood, call I feel you. Something wake up cool in my body, tell me you will do. Make we go disappear. Pour some liquor, they do me jeje. Get something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, so yeah. Make we go disappear. Pour some liquor, they do me jeje. Get something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, so yeah.
I'm in a big mood, girl, I feel you. I know say I love cause passing money, but I still want you. I'm in a big mood, girl, I dey want you. Now only you, if you cool on my body, nobody but you. Yeah. Every night I go dey rock your body, yo. Baby girl, we go dey no solo. Nobody fit tell me to leave my baby, yo. Bend every night if it turn to baby, yo. Me and you, when you wake up, girl, you splashing on me, yo. Girl, look like sweat all on me, yo. Like big design, you be dripping on me, yo. Maybe that's why I no feel it, yeah.
Oh, I'm in a big mood, call out the feel. Something wake up cool in my body, tell me you will do. I'm in a big mood, call out the feel you. Something wake up cool in my body, tell me you will do.
Make we go disappear. Pour some liquor, they do me jeje. Get something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, so yeah. Make we go disappear. Pour some liquor, they do me jeje. Get something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, so yeah.
Baby, baby, girl, you know. When the money done the show, send a star boy. Big Wiz, big daddy, enter the show. We know they mind best, no more, we just come, yeah, mind our own. Bama wa but I'm a bama lo. I'm a like 20 standard, yo. We know they mind person, you know. We know gonna keep us, you know.